Here begins My Little Pony Movie Adventure. Licensed by Hasbro, narrated by Imogen Church for Saga Kids. It is a beautiful afternoon in Maritime Bay. Sitting in the base of the lighthouse, Sunny and two young colts, Hitch and Sprout, play with toy ponies.
Let's go, friends! Time for a new adventure! We are the guardians of friendship!
Twilight Sparkle called in Sunny's childish voice. But Sprout attacks other wooden ponies with a rarity figurine.
Pew pew! Horn fight! I'm gonna zap every pony with my horn laser and fry them to a crisp!
He screams.
Sprout, stop it!
Sunny gets upset.
All the ponies are supposed to get along. It's like in the olden times when all three pony kinds were friends.
The red colt doesn't agree.
My mum says that a long time ago the Pegasi and unicorns tried to eat up all the earth ponies, so the earth ponies kicked their butts in an epic battle. And if they ever tried to come back to Maritime Bay, we'll kick their butts again,
Sprout explains proudly. But Sonny is sure those are lies. The ponies never used their magic against each other. She has never seen a Pegasus or a unicorn, but she's sure they can't be dangerous. Soon, Sprout's mum, Phyllis Cloverfield, comes.
How many times have I told you? You cannot play here without my permission, she says seriously to her son.
Then Argyle, Sonny's father, approaches the door.
Welcome, Phyllis. Unicorn cupcake?
He asks kindly. The mare looks sternly over her glasses.
You are brainwashing their minds with all of your nonsense. We are earth ponies, Argyle. You should really start acting like one of us, she says, and leaves the lighthouse with her colts.
Argyle looks with a smile at his cute little daughter wearing paper Pegasus wings covered with glitter. Then he puts her unicorn horn on his head and they both start to play happily. But Sonny is sorry that Hitch and Sprout still don't believe her.
The important thing is that you stand up for what you believe in, Dad comforts her.
Well, when I grow up...